Glyn, a hard fought point. Could it have been more?
Yeah, I think it could have. I thought we controlled the first half. You know, we came in and dominated. I thought we passed it well, created chances. And even second half, when we had the sending off, I still thought the shape of the team was fantastic. Great camaraderie for the lads and the fighting spirit that they showed when they went down to 10 men.
That was what shone through throughout, wasn't it? The battling and the attitude of the players.
Yeah, they do. They've got that in them. You know, we're trying to get that other side of in them where we can control games, pass the games and pass teams off the field. And to be fair, since we've come here, you know, not only this game, they've done well in the last six weeks or however long it's been.
Took the lead early on, deservedly?
Yes, yeah. I thought, you know, it, a great goal. Jeff showed flashes of what he can do today as well. And like I say, a great goal from him, to be fair.
There weren't lots of chances in the game, but in terms of putting pressure on, you caused Carlisle problems, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We thought we got balls more in that last third, and you know, we've just said to them over the last few weeks, you know, be more ruthless in that box, and just like defensively, you know, not just the back four, but as a team, they've been magnificent, you know, not conceding many goals. And like I say, it's now the other end where we're hoping to go and capitalise on it and win two and threes like we have done the last couple of games at home.
And having been one up, how frustrating was it to be pegged back just before half-time?
Well, it was, because like I've just said earlier, we thought we were in control of it, you know, but you know, a good free kick from the boy, and when it's only 1-0, that can happen, you know, a slip, a mistake or a set play, and, you know, the game changes then.
Second half, you've touched upon it, you've really put in a shift again. The sending off in the end didn't actually make that much difference, did it?
No, it didn't, because like I say, you thought they were come at us then and you know, control the game, but again, I just thought we were okay, we kept his shape well, you know, we went at the right times, went forward at the right times, but made it difficult for Carlisle as well.
How much is it about just redoubling your efforts when you lose a player to a red card?
Well, you do. It's not just us. I think, you know, it's throughout the country, throughout the world. You know, they always seem to put an extra shift in, and they know they've got to work a little bit harder when they are down at 10 men. Everybody has to do other jobs and, you know, put a bit more effort into it.
How did you see the sending off? Because is it one of those where Nicky Rowe can get criticised if he doesn't go for the ball, but he'll get criticised for going for it?
Yeah, you know, you get in there and it's spur of the moment, you know, and I thought it was a sending off. He'd already been booked. I thought it were a booking, not just a straight red, but a booking, yeah. But like I say, just lost control of it. But that's Nicky, you know, he wants to score goals, and credit to the boy, you know, you've got to ask him to go in there.
Having made changes is the most pleasing thing, that the players that have come in have really displayed, you know, a good performance for you?
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a good squad to take into next season as well, and that's what we've been saying to the boys since we've come in here. You know, three players have had to come out today and three others have had to come in, but, you know, the ones that have come in have put a great shift in for us.
And difficult to single out individuals. It was that kind of team performance.
Yeah, it was. I thought Jack King led the line one up front. I thought, you know, up there he was magnificent, you know, fighting with the two centre-halves and bringing players into it. Same with John Welsh at middle of the park. But as you said, you know, it's all a team effort at the end of the day.
People talk about end-of-season games when teams are safe and things petering out. There was no sign of that today.
No, because we're winners. You know, we're spreading that through to these players. We want to win every game. You know, I think it's good habits. And just because, you know, the season ends on 27th or 28th of April, when it is, not today or not next week.
But it takes you a point closer to the top half. Is that the aim for this season?
Yeah, it is, yeah. That's what we're looking for when we first come in, getting that top half of the table. And we're just about there now. So hopefully, like I say, three more good wins and we can get there.
And clearly the players want to impress you, because when they get their chance, they're taking it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and they have done. Not only, you know, on here on Saturday or Tuesday nights, but also in training. You know, the lads have been magnificent. We're trying to change day by day.
Work in progress, but going well.
It is going well. Yeah, we can't ask for anything better. Like I say, from a management side and from the player side, like I say, everything's going well in training and on the pitch.